covers legal fees? Or is that a silly question? You know, is it split down the middle, or how
absolutely
does that
no silly questions? Definitely no silly questions, because I think the key thing when it comes to separation and mediation and divorce proceedings and that sort of thing is, you know, I've worked as a mediator for 16 years, so I understand divorce and separation. When you're going through divorce or separation, often it's the one and only time that you'll go through it. So you don't know these things. You don't know who pays for what and what covers what. And that is the first part where people, I think, need to be really kind to themselves and forgive themselves for. You know, you are going into something that you've not gone through before. You're not an expert in, and you are in the dark, and that's okay. Legal advice with a solicitor, you pay for privately. There isn't legal aid for that anymore. There is in very particular circumstances that involve domestic abuse. So that is in certain circumstances, but in most circumstances, you can't get legal aid with a solicitor anymore. So you just pay that privately yourself. Same as with the court fees that I mentioned before. Same situation, that like an average of 5,000 to 30,000 per person to go to court, that you would pay that privately unless you are eligible for legal aid. But that does depend on domestic abuse with a solicitor. Through mediation, it's very different. Through mediation, there's still legal aid. So if you are receiving certain benefits or you're on a lower income, then it's likely that you would qualify for legal aid, and that would then just cover the cost of mediation for you. So we have a legal aid contract at TLC, Talkless and Change. Around 50% of our clients are publicly funded through legal aid. There is then also, this is going to get a little bit complicated, you don't need to remember all of this, there is a government voucher scheme at the moment that anyone who is discussing children in mediation can have £500 towards joint sessions of mediation, and that's for the family. So when they come in together jointly. So it's a little bit complicated to wrap your head around, but you know, me, you know, at TLC or any mediation service, they would go through that with the clients and explain it. The basic thing to know is that legal aid is still available for certain benefits and a lower income. And also there is other funding potentially available too.
Yeah, I think it's an extremely important point, and I think you actually laid it out very well there. And it's something that a lot of people would worry about in that situation, that they can't afford to separate, you know, concerns about how they would pay for that or what they would do. So I think that'll be reassuring to quite a lot of people. Victoria, thank you.